Honest, your Donna, I'm glad you could make it. Come and sit down, please.
Hi, honey.
You know, I didn't want to bother you, but I'm really worried about Pop.
Isn't he all right?
Well, physically, he's fine. I mean, he's never looked better. It's just that, well, lately he's been acting really strange.
I'll say. Fred hasn't called me in weeks, and that's not like him.
I mean, it's been going on for about a month now. He's been going out every night. All he does is stay home in the daytime up in his room with the door locked. And the television hasn't been on for weeks.
Have you asked him to explain himself?
At least a dozen times, Donna.
And?
He changes the subject. Excuse me a minute, I'll go.
Ladies.
Hello.
Hi, Bubba.
What's up, Bubba?
Oh, I just came by to pick up Fred. Is he ready?
Yeah, he'll be down in a minute. Say, tell me something, Bubba. Where are you guys headed tonight anyway?
Oh, nowhere special.
Come on, Bubba. That's 15 nights in a row that you and Pop have gone no place special.
That you down there, Bubba?
Yeah, it's me, Fred. Bubba, better known as the best man.
Best man?
Yeah. I'm the best when it comes to being on time. See, I'm always ready before Freddy.
All right, Big Mouth, let's go. We'll be late for the movie.
Fred's saying for you something else.
And so are you, Esther. I just can't figure out what.
Hello, Fred.
Oh, hey, Donna. How you been?
Just fine, Fred. How about you?
Oh, me? Yeah, I'm fine. Fine and dandy.
That's enough of that small talk.
Then shut your big mouth. Listen, honey, I'd like to hang around here with you, but we got to rush downtown to look at that Bubba's sick aunt.
I thought you said you were going to the movies.
Yeah, we are. See, she had an appendix attack watching King Kong, and the doctor said not to move her.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, let's go, Bubba.
Yeah. Come on, let's go.
Yeah, I'm sure sorry, Bubba, that your aunt's sick. You know what I mean? We go down there.
Well?
Sick ain't my foot.
You see how crazy he's acting?
That's not like Fred.
I'm not the jealous type, but I think Fred's got himself another woman.
Another woman?
Mm-hmm. Look at the evidence. Getting all dressed up and sneaking off every night smelling like a perfume factory, avoiding me like the plague, and now Bubba in this remark about being best man. What else can it be?
I don't believe it.
Well, Donna, I think Pop would be man enough to come out and tell you if there was somebody else.
That heathen don't know nothing about the truth.
Well, wait a minute. What is this? It's a note. It looks like Pop. It's Pop's handwriting. Teach me only teach love as I ought. I will speak thy speech, love. Think thy thought.
That don't mean nothing.
It sure doesn't sound like a note to the milkman.
No, but how do you know he wasn't thinking of you?
Yeah, I'm with you on, Esther.
But who's with Fred?
Bring down the four.
Where is he?
He's upstairs, locked in his room as usual.
Okay, come on.
Yeah, come on, Don.
Believe me, Lamont, this is not my idea.
Hey, Rollo, what are you doing here, bro?
Hey, man, I don't like it any more than you do. But that pocketbook hurts, man.
Shh. Come on, let's go in the kitchen so Fred can't hear us. Come on.
All right.
Come on in the kitchen. So we're going to get this stuff together tonight, honey. I know. He's a heathen.
Miss Crow.
It means something.
Doesn't mean anything.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Now, Rollo, go on and tell Lamont what you saw today. Tell him, go on.
Where do you want me to start? Oh, yeah. Where Pop buys a king-sized jar of vitamin E, or where he makes a beeline to City Hall.
City Hall?
Well, Fred could have been there for lots of reasons, not just to take out a marriage license.
Marriage license? Wait a minute, Rollo, I think you better start from the beginning, brother.
I was standing on the corner of 12th and Olive, and who did I see coming out of one of them fancy men's boutiques but your old man?
Shh. I think I hear Fred now. Mm-hmm.
Hi, it's Fred. Listen, I can't go on like this. I need you right away. I know it's just for a few weeks more, but I can't make it without you. All right, I'll try. But just hearing your voice makes me feel a lot better. Right. Au revoir. Until tonight. Where'd you come from?
Where you think I come from?
Under a rock.
You can't talk yourself out of this one, you two-time and beady-head weasel-eyed fool. We caught you red-handed.
Hey, Lamont, what you screaming about?
Well, Pop, we couldn't help overhearing your telephone conversation.
Just now?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Fred, out with it. Who is she?
Gesundheit.
Please, Esther, let's give Fred a chance to explain.
Right on. This could make my whole day.
Rollo, why don't you go catch a bus in your teeth?
Well, Fred, who were you talking with on the phone?
I can't remember.
Then I guess I have to refresh your memory. You was telling somebody I can't do without you. I need you.
Oh, now I remember. It was the auto club. See, I was telling him that I couldn't start the truck.
Now, you got to do better than that, Pop. I just drove the truck a half hour ago. It's fine.
Now, but what happens when it conks out on the freeway? And this way, we'd be first in line for a tow truck.
Lord have mercy. Is there no hope at all?
Not for your face.
Fred, I really am trying to understand.
Donna, I'm telling you, it's not what you think it is.
Oh, no? Then explain this love poem in your handwriting.
Oh, that's easy to explain. See, I was just testing out a new pen.
Ha! That's how you test a new pen? By writing gushy poetry?
It was a fountain pen.
Oh.
Them jazzy threads you got.
And all this talk about Bubba being the best man.
I'll explain that.
Well?
How about tomorrow?
Fred, if there's another woman, just tell me. I understand.
You know I'd never do anything to hurt you.
That's hard for me to believe.
Me too.
Well, if you don't believe it, it's too bad.
Wait a second. Wait a minute. Where are you going now?
Well, looking at Esther's face reminds me I gotta go empty the garbage.
Maybe he is telling the truth.
Oh, wow, I hope that's not Jake with that load of scrap metal on the truck.
Pardon me, is this the Fred Sanford residence?
Yes, it is.
Oh, thank goodness. I rushed when I got his call. That poor dear sounded so upset. I just couldn't wait until tonight.
What?
Listen, if anybody wants me, Doris.
Hello, Fred.
Goodbye, Fred.
Donna, wait a minute, Donna.
Did I say something wrong?
No. Well, since you're here, we may as well go on up here.
Wait a minute. Where are you going?
Where do you think I'm going, dummy? Upstairs where I have some privacy.
Why would Fred do this to Donna?
I don't know, Aunt Esther.
I'm telling you, the man is obviously senile. Up there with that woman, messing around.
Well, I don't know, Esther, if you gotta go see now, that's the way to go.
Well, how long have they been upstairs anyway?
About 3 hours, 45 minutes, and 2 seconds.
Shh, hey, here they come.
Doris, you sure know how to make a man feel good.
Well, friend, aren't you going to introduce us?
Oh, yeah, sure. Doris, this is my son, Lamont.
Hello.
And his friend, Rollo.
Rollo?
And this is Lamont's aunt, Esther Kong. That's King's first wife.
Watch it, sucker. Esther Anderson.
How do you do?
And last but not least, this is the door. Come on.
Hold it, Fred. I think you owe us an explanation.
I agree with Esther.
No, we promised that we'd wait until it was the right time.
But I seem to have caught everybody by surprise.
All except Esther. To catch her by surprise, you need a net. Come on.
Well, it was very nice.
Come on, honey.
Meeting all of you.
Yeah, I told you I need to find me a net.
This time, Pop has gone too far.
Say, what are you going to do, follow?
That all depends, Rollo.
On what?
Whether or not I can catch him.
Fred Sanford, if you don't behave yourself.
Well, tell Bubba to stop copying off my paper.
What do you mean you copy on mine?
I'm not.
R2?
I'm not.
Now, gentlemen, please. You've got a final exam next week. I'd hate to see anyone not graduate.
I don't know about Fred, Miss Chandler, but I'm ready.
You better be ready.
Oh, now, settle down. Remember, you're supposed to be writing an essay on America's system of checks and balances.
Checks and balances? You talking about United States of America or Bank of America?
Do the best you can.
What kind of question is that? How am I supposed to know what goes on in Washington? I'm just an ordinary citizen.
Shh! Hey, man, I'm trying to better myself. Why don't you shut your face?
Gladly. You feel better now?
What are you doing?
The bunny hop.
Were you cheating?
No, see, my leg went to sleep.
And then why are you kneeling on the desk?
That's not all it went to sleep.
Hey, Pop?
Hey, Lamont, what are you doing here?
I'm sorry. When I followed you, I had no idea that you...
Not here, dummy. Hey, excuse me, Miss Chandler, but I have to leave now. It's about to be a tragedy in my family.
Hi, Bubba.
Well, now you know.
Pop, you mean all this time you've been going to night school with Bubba?
That's right, son. I've been taking one of those eight-week courses.
Then you and Doris never did.
Just teacher and student.
And those trips to the museum and City Hall, that was just class assignments, right?
For dummy, you catch on fast.
But I don't understand something, Pop. How come you kept this a secret from all the people that love you?
Because I've been lying to all of you.
About what?
About having my high school diploma. See, I had to quit school in my senior year to support my mother and father's habit.
What habit?
Eating.
So in other words, this was all a matter of pride with you.
Face it, son, at my age, that's all I got left. I mean, not counting my good looks.
You know you're some piece of work, Pop. You know that?
Hey, take it easy. Been in my eraser.
I'm really thrilled for you, Pop. I really am.
Good. Counting you, that makes one of us.
Come on. Now, don't tell me you're worried about passing the final exam.
Okay, I won't. That way I can just bottle it up and get an ulcer so I don't have to take the exam at all.
Hey, come on, Pop. Don't give up. I tell you what. I'll help you study. How's that?
You will?
Of course I will.
In that case, I'll let you off the hook.
For what?
For the new convertible that I wanted for my graduation.
Would you get back in the classroom?
Go ahead, ask me anything.
Okay, I'll tell you what. Let's start with your favorite subject.
All right. My textbook's in the living room.
Okay, I'll get it. Which one is it?
The one in the plain brown wrapper.
Come on, Pop. Would you try to be serious? Now, how much do you remember from your high school math?
Just one thing. 36 plus 24... plus 36 equals the sum of the cheerleader's parts.
Okay, suppose we start with American history.
Good idea. I know that stuff like I know the palm of my hand.
All right. Who's considered the chief architect of the American Constitution?
Just a minute. Thomas Jefferson.
Pop, that's cheating!
Well, how else do you expect me to remember this stuff?
By association. Okay?
That sounds great. How much did it do?
No. You don't understand. See, Pop, association means remembering one fact by associating with something else that suggests the same thing. Now, do you follow that so far?
Okay, try me.
All right. Among Ben Franklin's many inventions and discoveries is one of the world's greatest sources of power. What is it?
Gatorade.
No, Pop, it's a little more jolting.
Brewing juice.
Oh, Pop, come on, man. Associate. You're not associating.
Let's see. Benjamin Franklin. Electricity.
That's right. How'd you get it?
Well, that's easy. See, Benjamin Franklin's picture is on a $100 bill, and every time somebody asks me to loan him $100, I say, go fly a kite.
Fly a kite.
Fly a kite. Benjamin Franklin. Electricity.
Okay.
And Philadelphia.
I know. Would you stop it? Did you know he also invented the lightning rod?
The lightning rod?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he also, at the same time, he invented the stove and bifocals and published Little Richard's Almanac.
That's Poor Richard's Almanac.
Yeah, him too.
You know, Pop, I'm really impressed, man. You shouldn't have any trouble at all just breezing through this exam.
I don't know, son. You know, it's funny, when I get in that classroom, everything goes blank.
Yeah, that's because you were uptight, because you was trying to keep everything a secret, Pop. Now that it's out in the open, you feel better, man. You're gonna go right through this thing.
There he is, the resident genius himself.
Hi, Bubba.
Hi.
Hey, you know, there's something I don't understand, Bubba.
What's that?
Something you said the other night about being Pop's best man.
Well, you see, when Bubba and I decided to get our high school diploma, I unfortunately came up with the idea of making it as interesting as possible.
Yeah, he bet me $50 he'd get a better grade than me.
You think you're gonna win, Bubba?
That's right. In fact, you might say he's a little behind.
Yeah, especially when it's compared with yours.
Well, I just come by to wish you luck.
Well, forget it, Bubba, because in 10 seconds, I'm going to have all the luck I need.
What's going to happen in 10 seconds?
You're going to leave.
Oh, yeah? Well, that's okay, Fred. I'd feel the same way if I was going to be out $50.
Anything I hate is a sore winner.
Well, Pop, it looks like we got a lot of hard work ahead of us.
No use, son. Bubba's right. I'm so far behind, I'm lucky if I pass recess.
Hey, come on, Pop. Come on, Pop, you gotta study. And remember the old saying, when the going gets tough, the tough get going.
I'm tough, right, son?
You better believe it.
I might as well get going.
Would you sit down? The first president...
Well, I do.
Well,
I'm sure.
Hey, how you doing, huh?
Hi. Hi.
Well, Pop, this is it. Graduation night.
Yeah, I sure hope I'm one of the graduates.
Oh, well, of course you are.
Yeah, this is it, Fred. You might as well give me the $50 now.
Just wait a minute, Bubba. Now, Miss Chandler hasn't posted the final exam yet.
But I guess she didn't want to embarrass you.
Can we all take our seats now? Oh, I think
yes,
we're ready.
Embarrassing.
Hi. I'm Doris Chandler, and I'm just delighted to welcome all of you to our final class, which for most of the students is also graduation night. The first order of business is the presentation of the award for most studious.
Hey, want a little action on the side?
What side do you want, on the left or the right?
And the most studious member of our class is Mr. Bubba Bexley. Oh, gives me great pleasure to present your award and your high school diploma.
Thank you. And might I say that the experience has been very enriching.
Yeah, about $50.
Okay, pay up.
Now I'd like to call forward in alphabetical order those students who have earned their high school diplomas. Herman Barry.
Herman Barry.
Hey, Mary! Yeah! Miguel Borrego.
Hi, that's you. Paul Jones. Paul Jones. Hey, Paul. Get ready, Pop.
Get ready. Get ready for what? The Dunce Award.
Bessie Roberts.
She got one, too.
Yeah, I know she's going to get one.
Sir John Kilchick.
Hey, he got one.
And Sam Whipple.
Oh, yeah. Hey.
All right.
See, I told you dinner. Come on, let's get on out of here.
Scratch, where are you going?
I just remember I have a doctor's appointment.
What for?
To have my head examined for even signing up for this class.
Please, could I just have your attention for a little while longer?
Hey, Pop, come on, man. Sit down. You're making a spectacle out of yourself.
And now last, but certainly not least,
it seems only appropriate that I call forward the number one student and class valedictorian, Fred Sanford. Oh.
Fred G. Sanford and G. Sanford valedictorian.
What?
Shut your mouth, Bubba. You're killing all the flies.
Congratulations, Fred.
Hey, way to go, Pop.
Well, you know, yeah, that was to be expected.
I suppose you'd like to say a few words.
Yes. Oh, I certainly would like to say a few words. Besides thanking you for your encouragement and support, I'd like to thank some other very important people in my life, like my son Lamont, who stood by me through thick and thin, and my sister-in-law, who couldn't be here tonight. I'd like to thank her for that. And then there's Donna, who's the apple of my eye and eternal inspiration. And most of all, I want to thank one person without whom this day could not have been possible. Me. Because I never worked so hard in my life.
Thank you, Fred. That was very nicely said.
Hold it. I still have one more person to thank.
Who's that?
My best friend, Bubba, without whom I couldn't finance my graduation party.
There you go, Pop.
Hey, thanks, son. Hey, can you put an ice cube in this cooler for me?
Pop, you don't cool menudo. Everybody knows that.
You're right. It's pretty, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I'm really proud of you, Pop.
Mm-hmm. Oh, please, son, that's all right.
No, I mean it. I'm really proud of you.
I know, please. I mean, just tell me more.
The fact is that there aren't too many 68-year-old men who would go back to school to get their high school diploma.
Well, it never bothered me until you were born, son. Then, right then and there in the maternity ward, I decided to get it.
And so, lickety-split, 37 years later, you did it.
Well, better late than never.
Pop, how would you feel about a man my age saying I love you to his father?
Oh, well, I never liked that sort of thing. See, I believe that feelings between older people should be kept inside and not spurted out like mush or sugar or...
I love you, Pop.
I love you, son. Or syrup. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'll never say it.
Me neither.
Hey, well, look at him.
Yeah, I'm sorry. We'll be right back.